What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We've got an amazing show lined up for you today. Some awesome testimonies, some things to really focus on as we head into the new year. And whether it's losing weight, whether it's getting off medications, moving more, eating cleaner, whatever those goals are, we are going to provide some information that is going to really help you achieve those goals when we talk about hormones, talk about metabolism, how to boost that naturally, and just some things you can do right now that's going to impact your health for the rest of your life. You know, we know right now out there, people are lost, they're concerned, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They don't know where to go, what to do. And we want to provide a clear answer, a clear direction, a blueprint for your health. And we do that by focusing on the five essentials of health and healing. So essential number one is our mindset. Essential number two is our nerve system. Three is our exercise, or I'm sorry, nutrition. Four is our exercise. Five is detoxing. So as we look at these five essentials, they're not just good ideas, but they're actually essential for your health. I mean, could you imagine that? Things that we can do today that's going to impact our future for the rest of our life is in your hands. It's not in the prescription medications that you're getting. It's not in the surgery. It's not the injections. It's not in the excuses you've made because of your age or because of your genes. No. Health and healing comes through. Your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. And what's interesting and what research now proves and shows this, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that our body's designed to heal, desires to heal, and that as long as we take the interferences out of our life or within our bodies, what happens is that if we take the interferences away, the body will heal itself. But the problem is this, the body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. And the biggest interference comes from what we do or don't do to our bodies. And, you know, as Dr. Tyler and I were preparing for the show today, we're talking about some of the crazy things that are being said to us on the media, even from the White House, and just how people are accepting that hook, line, and sinker and saying, well, this is going to be my truth. This is going to be what I'm going to expect to happen with my health, where we literally see the media as looking into this, you know, crystal ball, right? We know what they're saying is obviously true. Well, if you guys have been around long enough, you realize that the media is skewed. You know, it's going on two and a half, three years of this virus that we're trying to chase or run away from, I should say, right? And now we got a new virus, shockingly, right? And so then what's next, right? More masking, more injections, more freedoms being lost. Like, when are we going to start to stand on our own two feet and start to have our own free thought process, right? That no longer can we just be like, well, I'm conservative or liberal, or I hate the vaccine, or I love the vaccine, or I don't believe in the virus, or I do believe in the virus, or at public school or private school, like church or no church. Like, we've gotten to this point to where we're trying to divide our culture. What's happening is the media is dividing our culture into this dichotomy of like, well, if you're on this side, you believe all of this and you can't think for yourselves because we know who you are. If you're on this side, you believe all this and we just know who you are, so you can't have any free thought. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is you listen to our show week in, week out, is to start to develop your own thought process, your own philosophy when it comes to what health is and how to obtain it. Now, what we're sharing with you is factual. You should be doing it for your health. And if you don't do it, then you're missing the component. But what's happening in our culture is we're not being taught truth about what health is and how to achieve it. And that's what we want to do today. So Dr. Tyler, why don't you share with some of the things that we've been seeing in the media and what's been going on with that?
Yeah. So we've just dove into, I mean, we're coming up on our third year of COVID-19. If you don't know what COVID-19 stands, it stands for 2019. So we're going into year 2022. And And what's happening is we're constantly told what to do, like repeatedly. And then something new comes and they're like, we don't know much about that. And then they tell us what to do without telling us much about it. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I would say confused buyers never buy, but the confused buyers are buying up everything right now. We're the confused buyer. And it just as the people consuming the media and everything, I mean, they're like we've talked about before, there's always the ticker on the corner of whatever newscast you're watching, watching desk. But lately what's happening is they say, oh, well, if you don't get the booster, if you don't get vaccinated, if you don't wear a mask, like be ready for a cold, harsh winter of filled with sickness and death. And I don't understand first giving up on part of the population, whatever it's called now, partially vaxxed, unvaccinated, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. Like I don't get the idea of turning our backs on part of the United States. But in the simplest sense, it's like if someone is obese, if someone has that issue, weight issue, they like turn our backs on them and saying, oh, well, you ate that donut and you didn't go for a run. So be ready for type 2 diabetes, be ready for neuropathy. You possibly will lose a toe or two, and then early death. Like that's not what we as humans are supposed to be set up as, or that's not how our minds work. We don't give up on the major large percent of the population. We look at, okay, first off, human intelligence, human nature is we don't want to die. So when people are making their choices, like I said, choices, not following mandates or anything. They're making their choices based off they don't want to die. No one wants to harm others and things like that. So when we think, if we get out of the mindset of if they don't wear a mask, then they want to harm me. If they don't get vaccinated, they want to harm me. Like mindset, we've been told that for 3 years. And I mean, guys, we've been in a quarantine for 2 weeks. It's 3 years now. So things haven't been working. So what we want to address is what does work, what is helpful, and how can we care for our health? Not how can we look for anything else outside in. We want to heal from the inside out, and we want to protect ourselves because we have the strongest thing within our body. Our most powerful health is coming from within. You're never aspirin deficient. You're never ibuprofen deficient. You are zinc deficient. You are vitamin D deficient. Like these things are true. So when we're talking about what can we do, what steps can we take to improve our health? Where can we start? Where can we go? What it looks like? I mean, we need to stop first living in fear. We need to take steps there and take steps into taking action steps and be prepared. Like, it, first off, COVID's not the only sickness out there. And what we call it in our office, expressing health, because your body knows what to do. When you have a fever, your body actually raises to kill off a virus or something like that. And then actually that saves your body from the virus multiplying. So when we're looking at, first off, how do we support our body in these situations, and how do we better support our body before it? Because we always are wondering, what can we do afterwards or when we're in the mix, when we are sick? But the question is, what can we do right now to protect ourselves? First off, looking at our metabolism. I mean, we just did some metabolism testing in our office because we constantly are looking to improve our health. Like, even though we live healthier lifestyles than most, we still want to improve upon that. So we did some testing to see specifically what's going on, and that's what our office is all about. We're all about checking and not guessing, because if we just guess that we're vitamin D deficient, we can pump our body with full of vitamin D, but guess what, our body may not be absorbing it properly, and we may need a precursor to observe the vitamin D. So that's what we take the steps in looking at, what specifically are we missing in our health, and what day-to-day things are we missing in our health. And that's, I think that's with anything, we need to take the time to actually look at it and see specifically what's going on with our body, what's our body lacking, what's our body missing, and what does it need, and how does it need it, and what form? Because like when we talk about vitamin D specifically, that's a big one right now, especially with the winter, because we're not getting as much sun. We just came off the coldest stretch, or not the coldest stretch, but the darkest stretch of the year. So we haven't been outside, and as it gets colder, you're not going to be seeing much sunlight. In February, usually in St. Louis, you're not seeing the sun, or you're not going out in it because it's still negative windshield. So taking steps there, that's why I'm talking about that specifically. But then we have also to protect it, be active. So getting out and actually walking, getting those high intensity workouts in, getting the blood flowing and actually letting your body express its health. And then two is get adjusted. I mean, that's number one, be active, stay active, get off the couch, especially in these winter months. But two is actually get adjusted. Being adjusted actually increases your immune system. Your white blood count increases, and guess what? When you're feeling better, your body, you're not just feeling better, you're functioning better. Cause that's what the two end thing is. We do want you to feel great, but we want you to function at 100%. So when we're looking at the spine, we're looking at the central nervous system, and that is what controls every part of your body. So that's how you feel pain, but that's also how your organs, your vital organs function. So that's how your ears, eyes, nose, and throat work. That's how your digestive system works. So if you don't have your central nervous system in order, out of whack, it doesn't matter what you put in, on, or around your body. Nothing will change. Your ceiling will be met earlier, because you can eat all the superfoods you want, the beets, the greens, the leafy greens, but it's not going to address structurally what's going on. So that's actually the second step. If you're not active, and if you're not getting adjusted, you need to address those two things right off the bat, and you'll be in better shape right away.
Yeah, and we know one of those patients that was doing everything right. His name's Jeff. He's doing everything right, but no one had ever looked at his spine. And what's interesting is people listen to our show, they love our show, but they don't get adjusted. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. Why? Because if you listen to our show long enough, you realize that your spine is kind of important, right? It's absolutely vital for health and healing. And so Jeff was one of those guys that was like, Dr. Nick, I've done everything you said on the show, but I've never had my spine checked because I didn't know there's anything wrong with my spine. So we did a full exam of Jeff's spine. We checked and see where his spine was, to see if it's healthy. And we saw damage in his lower back, putting pressure on the nerves that went to his colon. Of course, pressure on the nerves that went to his lower back. So he would always get random lower back pain, but it would just go away. And I go, Jeff, if we can help you, do you want our help? He said, of course I do. I go, so what we did is we said, all right, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start adjusting. We're going to start doing rehab with you. Start correcting your spine, taking pressure off the nervous system. And well, guess what happened? In 3 months, Jeff's digestive system improved. His low back pain was completely non-existent. And he started to lose weight. Why did he lose weight? Because his body was actually healing and functioning. So I wonder how you are listening who've never been to our office, who are ready to get their spine checked. Normally, it's $150 to walk into our office for a new patient appointment, which includes x-rays. But if you're listening to the show now and you want to see if we can help you, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing the truth about health and healing over the airways. That our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential. Without drugs, without surgery, without injections, without the medical system bearing down on you. Listen, guys, we have the best sick care and crisis care system in the world. Meaning if you break a bone or get into a traumatic accident or you need some life-saving medication to get you through a short phase of your life, short period of time, then this is the place you want to be. You want to be in America. But the concern is this: we've applied this crisis care, broken sick care model to our bodies to try to gain health. And guess what? It's not working. Why is it not working? You cannot go to a place of sickness and disease to gain health. You just can't do that, right? I can't go to the pharmacy, pop a pill, and expect to be healthy. And honestly, it's the opposite, right? But you don't go to the gym and ask for a pill, potion, or lotion. You go to the gym and you put the hard work in, you put the energy in, you put the effort in. Why? Because you know it's going to yield a return on your investment of time and money and energy because you know it's going to make you healthier. I don't walk into Walgreens and say, this place is going to make me healthy. I don't walk into an ER and say, this place is going to make me healthy. I'm going to go to my primary and he or she's going to make me healthy. That's just not going to work. It is a broken, sick care crisis model. If your hope is in the medical system, you're completely lost at this point. If you're banking on the next pill to come out in the market, it's not going to get you healthy. If you're banking on the next surgery to get you well, it's not going to get you well. If you're banking on the next pill, potion, or lotion to rub on your skin or to inject into your body or to put underneath your tongue, listen, none of that is going to heal you, right? None of that's going to heal you. We may need it for a phase of our life, but none of that is actually focused on health and healing. So this is the time. This is a time of year where everyone says, I'm going to set a New Year's resolution goal. I'm going to have some resolve in my health. I'm going to do something great. And everyone says, I want to lose weight. Well, everyone wants to lose weight. But did you know that the average person actually gains weight every year as they get older, right? And so it's not about age, because we have a lot of patients in our office who each year they get older, they're actually getting healthier, believe it or not. They're actually getting leaner. They're getting their nutrition's improving. Their spine's improving. They're getting better with age. Can you imagine that? Aging gracefully, right, means that you're actually getting healthier as you get older because you make the proper, right, healthy decisions. And so this is the time of year, Dr. Tyler, where everyone's making goals and, you know, trying to be motivated. And so what's some words of advice that you have for our listeners?
Yeah, no, it's always this time of the year where people get the most fire under them and usually are drained a couple weeks, a month in. By the 6 month mark, the percentages are, there are 30% of people left that are still doing their New Year's resolutions or their goals for the following year. So that's 70% of us that are failing our goals or forgetting or just throwing them to the wayside. And there's a lot of reasons why, but the top reasons that we see it the most in our lives, just in general, is first, like not asking yourself why enough. So we talk about big whys in our office, like why chiropractic, why are we chiropractors, things like that. But when we're setting goals, we need to ask why this, why losing weight? Why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Why do you want to lose 15 pounds? Because if it stops at to look better, to feel, if it stops at to look better or for a vacation, those goals, that there's nothing tying you to that and nothing bringing you to forward to actually succeeding. So when you keep asking yourself why, okay, so why do you want to look better? Okay, because it'll make you feel better. Great. Why? Why do you want to feel better? Well, because if I feel better, I'll be able to wake up earlier. Okay, why do you want to wake up earlier? Well, I want to spend time with my kids before they go to school instead of after work when I'm tired and I'm groggy and I'm angry and stuff like that. So just by asking why, you get to actually attaching yourself to, okay, now I want to be a better father, a better mother, things like that. And when you're deciding not to go to a workout or not to get up and go for a walk, then you're like, okay, why am I doing this? Well, it's not to look better. It's actually to be there for my kids and be a better parent. So that is way more impactful when setting a goal and succeeding. I get it. Some goals are just going to be like set and that they're going to be pretty straightforward, but we need those deeper goals. We need stuff that we are actually tied to and actually lead to a better life. So if we're not identifying that at the beginning and not reflecting enough on the front end, we will not get to those goals, and we'll easily let them fall to the wayside and join that 70% that aren't fulfilling their goals. And actually that hurts us more because you feel like a failure when you come back to this year, to next year, when we're talking about 2023 and you're like, oh man, I didn't even hit 2022 goals. So that is a big one. And that I think is my number one reason why people fail. But moving on is making those unrealistic goals. And this goes with not actually reflecting on our goals and seeing what they are. So this is pulling up the rocks in Instagram and being like, I'm going to look like that in 2022. Well, that's unrealistic. What's the starting point? Where are you at? And let's maybe not make the Rock 2022 goals, but like, let's head that direction. So what's stepping in that direction? Weightlifting, things of that nature. So actually reflecting on them, seeing what's realistic for you. So like, I mean, also that's just trying to go cold turkey on something that's been in your life for years and years, which could be great for some people, but other people, it ends up being they double back on it after they give up on that goal and actually indulge in it 10 times more because they didn't have it. And now they're further in the hole of addicted to whatever it is, French fries, alcohol, anything. Like, I mean, you fall back into that hole and fall more frustrated with everything, and now you're digging yourself in a hole and having to build yourself out, climb out of something that wasn't a problem initially, and now it's even bigger. With setting unrealistic goals, the best thing to do is look up SMART goals. What SMART stands for? SMART, which it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. So if you set a goal that is specific, relevant, attainable, and time bound, you'll be able to check back in. And when you reflect on that, not reflecting in a week, but every month or so, reflecting on it and seeing if your goal is attainable, is realistic, and you have a time constraint that you're trying to beat. Because if you're just like open-ended with it and just like, I'll get work out when I can, that won't lead to you actually doing anything. Mm-hmm. So then, I mean, guys, it goes on and on. It's like setting too many goals. Like, a lot of this stuff is just the mindset. And when we talk about the five essentials, we talk about chiropractic as number one because we're chiropractors, but also we talk about exercise, nutrition, minimizing toxins in our life, and then mindset. So the last two is really what's big in goal setting, because if you don't have the mindset to succeed, and if you're not going to minimize your toxic mind, your toxic thoughts, which holds us back more than not, then we're not able to succeed. There's a quote out there that I've written in my wall. I see every day. It's stop letting your potential go to waste because you don't feel confident or ready enough. People with half your talent are making serious waves while you're still waiting to feel ready. Mm. Right? You're never going to be ready for growth. Like you just need to do it. Babies aren't ready to walk. They just do it and they fall 1,000 times and get back up 1,000 times. And we were all babies at one time. Where do we learn that we should just give up on things? That's something that we learn as a society. That's not something that we learn as humans. That's something that we're taught. And it's actually negating that innate intelligence that you can keep doing it and you can keep pushing yourself and actually focusing on that learned mind or that educated mind that tells you, you need to stop. You're not good at it. Right. So that's addressing exactly what chiropractic is all about, is not limiting yourself. And we say it all the time on this radio show. If you have a pulse, you have a chance. And we're talking about healing, health, and moving forward in life. Like, you don't have to. I mean, there will be a ceiling and we will meet that ceiling. But if you're not there, we will get you there. And that's what getting into the office is all about. It's identifying not only structurally what's going on, but actually functionally what's going on with your body and what, where it's lacking and how we can help you, and then addressing it and not just leaving you at one point. That's why we focus on you as a whole. This is holistic health. It's not symptom health. We're not just focused on people telling us they feel better and great. All right, out the door. We're focused on you actually tying yourself to something that's deeper. Why do you want to be healthier? Why do you want to be pain-free? Why do you want that sciatic pain gone? Why do you want those headaches gone? What are they keeping you from? What are they doing to you? Are you not the person that you used to be because now you have migraines constantly? So walking out into the sun triggers a migraine and now you're irritable. You're just a fussy person. You don't want to deal with anybody. You're not friendly and kind at work. Like you know people, you feel that energy that people have when they talk to you. Like those are things that we see in our office, and we see people come to us and they're like, oh, man, this is keeping me from getting on the ground and playing with my kids. So I just look at them and then like walk away because I don't even want to risk the temptation of being in the same room and wanting to play with them and hurting myself. Understanding why we need to tie ourselves to bigger goals and tie ourselves to deeper things makes us more willing to go the extra mile for those goals.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about, there's a couple of things you said here that just hit home for me. One is, of course, the culture. The culture has bred this level of, be complacent. Be happy with where you are. Don't grow. Don't push yourself. Don't be different. So the culture said, yeah, you fell. It's fine. Everyone's going to be with you. You know, it's kind of like the herd mentality is not a good, is not a positive thing when it comes to our culture. You know, I think look back to your parents or grandparents or uncles or aunts or whoever, or school, or, you know, your nanny when you're growing up, or, you know, whoever influenced how you were raised. You know, they never said don't walk. You know, they never said don't try to ride the bike because you might fall. They never said, you know, don't go to school because you can't read yet. They never said don't ride the bus because you don't know people's names yet. They never said that. They never said don't go to college because you don't know where your classrooms are. You know, no one says that. But our culture has bred this level of, oh, if you're uncomfortable, then you don't have to do it. And the same thing for our health. Like, people want to lose weight. They want to set all these audacious goals, which is great, but they don't know why they're doing it. So if we tie to a stronger why, we're going to get the results that we want. And so one of those people that I know that came in who had a strong why, her name's Susan, she had horrible gut issues. She was on multiple medications, but she goes, I want to feel good, but I want to feel good so I can be there for my husband and for my two boys. And so we started getting Susan examined. We did a full spine x-ray. We saw exactly what was causing her damage in her gut. So exactly what was damaging her spine. We started to fix her spine. We started to actually correct her spine. And what's amazing is this, is what happened with Susan is that not only did she start to feel better, but her organs started to clear up. Just this last week, she went in for a colonoscopy and said, the doctor says, I've never seen your gut look so healthy in years. I've never seen your gut look so healthy. We're going to start reducing your medication. We're going to get you off this medication for the next year. And whatever you're doing, Susan, keep doing it. And so that's why Susan's in our office. That's why she's doing incredible, because she's tied to a stronger why, not just an action step or how. So if you listen to the show and you say, I want you to help me with my symptom, my pain, my gut issues, my headaches, whatever it is, normally coming to our office, it's $150. But if you listen to the show now, it's only $60. But you got to pick up the phone and call. It covers your entire new patient appointment. When you call, I answer the phone, I'll schedule you, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we are your local Maximize Living chiropractors located in Rock Hill. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we see amazing results in our clinic because we're on mission to transform the way people view and manage their health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so that you can live your God-given potential. Now, this isn't just an individual invite to come to our office. Families come to our clinic. Listen, when one person gets in, the whole rest of the family usually gets in. Why? Because if something is good for somebody that may be needing it more than others, isn't it good for somebody who's doing good? That's right. I'll say it again. If something is good for you when things are bad, it's probably good for you when things are good. For instance, if you're trying to lose weight and you're eating healthy and you start losing weight, and then when you get to your target weight, do you just go back to how you were eating? Well, some people do, but that doesn't really make sense, does it? Same thing for exercise. If we're doing great, we're exercising, we're doing awesome, we hit a lot of our fitness goals, will we stop exercising? Do we expect our health to stay the same level? The answer is absolutely not. Everyone knows this, but for some reason, human nature says, I can't stick with something. I am not fully committed to my health, but I'm guaranteeing you guys, I'm guaranteeing you, when you start to hit 60, 70, 80, 90s, you're never going to say, I worked out too much or ate too healthy or I went to the chiropractor too much or I took too many supplements and vitamins. You're never going to say that. I walked too much for years. No one's ever said that on their deathbed or when they're sick or in assisted living or just aging. No one's ever said, I wish I wasn't as healthy as I am, right? Everyone says, I wish I would have been what? Healthier. I wish I would have taken care of my body more, not less, more. So when we look at the five essentials of our health center, they're designed to get you to live to your God-given potential, not just for today, tomorrow, next weekend, next Christmas, next year. No, no. They're designed to live your God-given potential for the rest of your life. So 5 years, 10 years, 15, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, what does that look like? What does that look like? Right? Because my vision and my why is so that I'm there for my great grandkids. So I can actually teach them what health is by my actions, not necessarily how I'm actually verbalizing that to them, but more is caught than is taught. So if I can set an example for my family for generations about what it looks like to be healthy, age gracefully, and lead your family instead of legacy, that's what it's all about. This is all about. It's not just about your pain. It's not just about your headaches or your digestive problems or your inability to lose weight. It's not about that. It's all about your body's ability to heal itself and not being doped up on medications, relying on surgeries, or looking for the next injection of pill, potion, or lotion. It's going to get you to the desired health that you want. Listen, the principles of getting healthy are simple. The five essentials, they're simple. Mindset, nerve system, nutrition, exercise, detoxing. The principles are simple. The challenge is doing it. Right. The challenge is actually not just only doing it, but being committed to it. Right. And my question for you is that what's going to be different this next year? What's the next thing that you're changing? Right. Break it down over the next year. Each quarter, pick something you're going to focus on, whether it's positive self-talk, whether it's going on a walk every day for at least an hour. What if it's going to a chiropractor and getting your spine fixed for the first time in your life? Maybe getting a specific supplement routine based off of blood work, which is what we do in our clinic as well, right? What is that for you? And then the next thing is you got to write it down. And like, what does that feel like, right? So if you want to lose 25 pounds, well, what's going to change in your life? Why would you want to lose 25 pounds? What's going to change in your life? And then how do you maintain that weight loss, right? How do you maintain the weight loss or getting off the medications or getting your spine maintained and corrected? Like, what does it look like to reach your goal, achieve your goal, and then also maintain your goal, if not improve it even more, right? And that's what this show is all about, is to get you to push the envelope just a little bit farther every day from what you thought was possible for your health. That's what it's about. And so as we look at what we do in our clinic, our health center, no wonder we see thousands of patients in our clinic. No wonder we see people of all ages getting off medication. No wonder people losing weight. Why? Because we've developed a blueprint to get you to where you need to go. And the only thing that's going to stop you is you, right? The only thing that's going to stop you is you. And one of those things that Dr. Tyler and I were talking about that's going to impact our ability to hit those goals is, and specifically things that impact our metabolism, our stress and hormones. And so Dr. Tyler, why don't you like break it down for the listeners out there of how something as simple as stress or mindset or anything we do to our body can actually influence our metabolism in a good way or a negative way.
Yeah. So, I mean, this comes from the pure principle that nothing in the body is injured alone, and nothing in the body heals alone. So when we're looking at how does stress actually affect my physical well-being? Well, you guys are, most listeners probably already know it. Think about the longest day you had at work. You're staring at a computer all day. You've just had like your third cup of coffee in the morning, and you're like, you have a headache, right? Well, that headache is actually triggered by something deeper in the body, and that's cortisol levels. So we've all heard about high cortisol levels, but we don't know really what they do and steps to change it. So when we're looking at regulating cortisol, common things that you see when you're under high stress, which is high cortisol levels, is you see bowel movements change. They go faster. So we're usually experiencing like diarrhea or just like constantly going. You get the sweats. So your body temperature actually changes because it's trying to burn off, use this cortisol because it's necessary for some things, but it has too much as that influx of it. Then we see those headaches that I talked about. Headaches and migraines are common because he has that. And then we also have like concentration problems. So the same nerves that innervate the head and cause those, like let you feel those headaches, are the same nerves that actually are going to your brain, actually helping you with cognitive thought. So then we're seeing a decrease in concentration and memory really. Like that's when you'll walk in a room. I'm sure you did in the holidays. You walked into a room and said, "Oh man, I forgot what I was in here for." That's because we're under that high stress, and we carry it and it becomes a chronic thing. So we see it happening. We see it become trouble sleeping is another one that we see often in our office. And there's a couple things in women. There's estrogen levels that we look at to couple with that cortisol. And men, we look at testosterone, which we both have levels of both in ourselves, but men is testosterone, women is estrogen. Most people know, but what's been tampering, we see what's tampering with those hormones and what's actually been changing everything. So when we're under a lot of stress, under a lot of mental fatigue, we see those changes come up, like the physical symptoms that I was talking about, but your body also, I mean, that's affecting so many levels. So that's affecting digestive system. That's affecting your brain health. So when we see this in our office, we don't want to just address one thing. We want to address everything. We want to address the full spine because that's where all nerves come out of the spinal cord and innervate everything, every cell, tissue, muscle, and organ in the body. So this is what we want to address right away, because what is this like when you're not sleeping, when you're under a lot of stress, you're not your memory's going in and out. You're not able to focus on everything. You have headaches. You're having digestive issues. It just seems like everything is just piled on top of you. Right. So why would we want to look at everything instead of just looking at one thing? I don't want to just get rid of your headaches. I don't want to just get rid of your digestive system. System issues. Like, we want to address everything because everything's tied in together. We understand this in some components. We understand, like, when we're stressed, we get these headaches, our shoulders go up, our shoulders are up at our ears. We feel the physical changes when we're under stress, but we don't connect the dots that everything is connected. So when we're having the worst digestive issues, if you have anything diagnosed or undiagnosed, IBS, Crohn's, something, you know that the worst time of those symptoms, when you're having the worst symptoms, is when you're under stress and you don't identify why, right? That's what we're here for. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to uncover the actual root cause of these issues and not just address the issues themselves, because that will only get us so far. When we're talking about the body healing overall, that's why we look at the full spine and not just one area of the spine, because they heal together for better or for worse. So when we have chronic disease and chronic change, that's going to be that bad part. But the good news is we can heal, right? That's what we're all about. We're about healing. So we have the ability to change together and change how your body's actually functioning and how your body's dealing with stress. It's not to say that you'll never be stressed. It's just to say that the frequency will go down and the intensity will go down, because that's what we're all about. We're all about changing those things.
Yeah. So if you're listening now and you've never had your spine checked and you're like, man, I got to start somewhere, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment to see if we can help you. If you're walking on the streets to see if we can help you, normally it's $150. If you're listening to show right now, it's only $60. The biggest thing you got to do is call in. When you call in, we'll schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment on the phone. And of course, we're going to see you in the clinic. So the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing. It's a
terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors at Health From Within, which is a health center here in St. Louis, seeing thousands of people get healthy and well, reducing their medications because they're just getting so healthy. The doctors say, "You listen, your blood work looks good. Your analysis looks good. You're feeling great. Let's get you off these meds." People are losing weight left and right. We see people literally like shining when they come into our office for a period of time, literally losing weight, becoming the person they were designed to become. And you know what? They're so happy because they know they're reaching their God-given potential. Listen, that's what it's about, is it's getting people to understand that you got to be able to reach your God-given potential. And if you do the right things, if you do what you know to be true and what knows is best for you, then what's going to happen is this: then your body's going to heal the way it's designed to heal. And you're going to become the person that you're always wanted to become, right? Because it's just how it works. The closer to health you get, the better you're going to be overall. And so, you know, we talk about metabolism a lot in this time of year. Why? Because people are super stressed and super bothered by the fact that they can't lose the weight, or they're not happy, or they're on medications. They're not sleeping like they should. They have neck pain. They have headaches. They have back pain. There's a level of blame that occurs, whether you blame yourself or you blame others. And so what we want to make sure you understand that when we're talking, when we're speaking about how to get healthy and how to stay healthy, the whole mission is so that you can serve people around you, right? To give back, to leave a legacy, right? And so to talk about metabolism, right? I know it sounds so simple to start to boost your metabolism, but most people aren't doing the simple things. They're going to hormone clinics, they're getting testosterone put into their body.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we are your local Maximize Living chiropractors located in Rock Hill. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we see amazing results in our clinic because we're on mission to transform the way people view and manage their health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so that you can live your God-given potential. Now, this isn't just an individual invite to come to our office. Families come to our clinic. Listen, when one person gets in, the whole rest of the family usually gets in. Why? Because if something is good for somebody that may be needing it more than others, isn't it good for somebody who's doing good? That's right. I'll say it again. If something is good for you when things are bad, it's probably good for you when things are good. For instance, if you're trying to lose weight and you're eating healthy and you start losing weight. And then when you get to your target weight, do you just go back to how you were eating? Well, some people do, but that doesn't really make sense, does it? Same thing for exercise. If we're doing great, we're exercising, we're doing awesome, we hit a lot of our fitness goals, will we stop exercising? Do we expect our health to stay the same level? The answer is absolutely not. Everyone knows this, but for some reason, human nature says, I can't stick with something. I am not fully committed to my health, but I'm guaranteeing you guys, I'm guaranteeing you, when you start to hit 60, 70, 80, 90s, you're never going to say I worked out too much or I ate too healthy or I went to the chiropractor too much or I took too many supplements and vitamins. You know, you're never going to say that. Oh, I walked too much for years. No one's ever said that on their deathbed or when they're sick or in assisted living or just aging. No one's ever said, I wish I wasn't as healthy as I am, right? Everyone says, I wish I would have been what? Healthier. I wish I would have taken care of my body more, not less, more. So when we look at the five essentials of our health center, they're designed to get you to live to your God-given potential, not just for today, tomorrow, next weekend, next Christmas, next year. No, no. They're designed to live to your God-given potential for the rest of your life. So 5 years, 10 years, 15, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, what does that look like? What does that look like? Right? Because my vision and my why is so that I'm there for my great grandkids. So I can actually teach them what health is by my actions, not necessarily how I'm actually verbalizing that to them, but more is caught than is taught. So if I can set an example for my family for generations about what it looks like to be healthy, age gracefully, and lead your family instead of legacy, that's what it's all about. This is all about. It's not just about your pain. It's not just about your headaches or your digestive problems or your inability to lose weight. It's not about that. It's all about your body's ability to heal itself and not being doped up on medications, relying on surgeries, or looking for the next injection of pill, potion, or lotion that's going to get you to the desired health that you want. Listen, the principles of getting healthy are simple. The five essentials, they're simple. Mindset, nerve system, nutrition, exercise, detoxing. The principles are simple. The challenge is doing it, right? The challenge is actually not just only doing it, but being committed to it, right? And my question for you is that what's going to be different this next year? What's the next thing that you're changing, right? Break it down. Over the next year, each quarter, pick something that you're going to focus on, whether it's positive self-talk, whether it's going on a walk every day for at least an hour. What if it's going to a chiropractor and getting your spine fixed for the first time in your life? Maybe getting a specific supplement routine based off of blood work, which is what we do in our clinic as well, right? What is that for you? And then the next thing is you got to write it down. And like, what does that feel like, right? So if you want to lose 25 pounds, well, what's going to change in your life? Why would you want to lose 25 pounds? What's going to change in your life? And then how do you maintain that weight loss, right? How do you maintain the weight loss or getting off the medications or getting your spine maintained and corrected? Like what does it look like to reach your goal, achieve your goal, and then also maintain your goal, if not improve it even more, right? And that's what this show is all about, is to get you to push the envelope just a little bit farther every day from what you thought was possible for your health. That's what it's about. And so as we look at what we do in our clinic, our health center, no wonder we see thousands of patients in our clinic. No wonder we see people of all ages getting off medication. No wonder we see people losing weight. Why? Because we've developed a blueprint to get you to where you need to go. And the only thing that's going to stop you is you, right? The only thing that's going to stop you is you. And one of those things that Dr. Tyler and I were talking about that's going to impact our ability to hit those goals is, and specifically things that impact our metabolism, our stress and hormones. And so Dr. Tyler, why don't you like break it down for the listeners out there of how something as simple as stress or mindset or anything we do to our body can actually influence our metabolism in a good way or a negative way.
Yeah. So, I mean, this comes from the pure principle that nothing in the body is injured alone and nothing in the body heals alone. So when we're looking at how does stress actually affect my physical well-being? Well, you guys are most listeners probably already know it. Think about the longest day you had at work. You're staring at a computer all day. You've just had like your third cup of coffee in the morning and you're like, you have a headache, right? Well, that headache is actually triggered by something deeper in the body. And that's cortisol levels. So we've all heard about high cortisol levels, but we don't know really what they do and steps to change it. So when we're looking at regulating cortisol, common things that you see when you're under high stress, which is high cortisol levels, is you see bowel movements change. They go faster. So we're usually experiencing like diarrhea or just like constantly going. You get the sweats. So your body temperature actually changes because it's trying to burn off or use this cortisol because it's necessary for some things, but it has too much as that influx of it. Then we see those headaches that I talked about. Headaches and migraines are common because that. And then we also have like concentration problems. So the same nerves that innervate the head and cause those, like let you feel those headaches, are the same nerves that actually are going to your brain, actually helping you with cognitive thought. So then we're seeing a decrease in concentration and memory, really. Like that's when you'll walk in a room. I'm sure you did in the holidays. You walked into a room and said, "Oh man, I forgot what I was in here for." Like that. That's because we're under that high stress, and we carry it, and it becomes a chronic thing. So we see it happening. We see it become trouble sleeping is another one that we see often in our office. And there's a couple things in women. There's estrogen levels that we look at to couple with that cortisol. In men, we look at testosterone, which we both have levels of both in our cells, but men is testosterone, women is estrogen. Most people know, but what's been tampering, we see what's tampering with those hormones. And what's actually been changing everything. So when we're under a lot of stress, under a lot of mental fatigue, we see those changes come up, like the physical symptoms that I was talking about. But your body also, I mean, that's affecting so many levels. So that's affecting digestive system. That's affecting your brain health. So when we see this in our office, we don't want to just address one thing. We want to address everything. We want to address the full spine, because that's where all nerves come out of the spinal cord and innervate everything, every cell, tissue, muscle, and organ in the body. So this is what we want to address right away, because what is this like when you're not sleeping, when you're under a lot of stress, you're not your memory's going in and out, you're not able to focus on everything, you have headaches, you're having digestive issues. It just seems like everything is just piled on top of you, right? So why would we want to look at everything instead of just looking at one thing? I don't want to just get rid of your headaches. I don't want to just get rid of your digestive system issues. Like, we want to address everything because everything's tied in together. We understand this in some components. We understand, like, when we're stressed, we get these headaches, our shoulders go up, our shoulders are up at our ears. We feel the physical changes when we're under stress, but we don't connect the dots that everything is connected. So when we're having the worst digestive issues, if you have anything diagnosed or undiagnosed, IBS, Crohn's, something, you know that the worst time of those symptoms, when you're having the worst symptoms, is when you're under stress and you don't identify why, right? That's what we're here for. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to uncover the actual root cause of these issues and not just address the issues themselves, because that will only get us so far. When we're talking about the body healing overall, that's why we look at the full spine and not just one area of the spine, because they heal together for better or for worse. So when we have chronic disease and chronic change, that's going to be that bad part. But the good news is we can heal, right? That's what we're all about. We're about healing. So we have the ability to change together and change. How your body's actually functioning and how your body's dealing with stress. It's not to say that you'll never be stressed. It's just to say that the frequency will go down and the intensity will go down, because that's what we're all about. We're all about changing those things.
Yeah. So if you're listening now and you've never had your spine checked and you're like, "Man, I got to start somewhere." The first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment to see if we can help you. Normally if you're walking on the streets, to see if we can help you, normally it's $150. If you're listening to show right now, it's only $60. The biggest thing you got to do is call in. When you call in, we'll schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment on the phone, And of course, we're going to see you in the clinic. So the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors at Health From Within, which is a health center here in St. Louis, seeing thousands of people get healthy and well, reducing their medications because they're just getting so healthy. The doctors say, you listen, your blood work looks good. Your analysis looks good. You're feeling great. Let's get you off these meds. People are losing weight left and right. We see people literally like shining when they come into our office for a period of time, literally losing weight, becoming the person they were designed to become. And you know what? They're so happy because they know they're reaching their God-given potential. Listen, that's what it's about, is getting people to understand that you got to be able to reach your God-given potential. And if you do the right things, if you do what you know to be true and what knows is best for you, then what's going to happen is this: then your body's going to heal the way it's designed to heal, and you're going to become the person that you're always wanted to become, right? Because it's just how it works. The closer to health you get, the better you're going to be overall. And so, you know, we talk about metabolism a lot in this time of year. Why? Because people are super stressed and super bothered by the fact that they can't lose the weight, or they're not happy, or they're on medications. They're not sleeping like they should. They have neck pain. They have headaches. They have back pain. There's a level of blame that occurs, whether you blame yourself or you blame others. And so what we want to make sure you understand that when we're speaking about how to get healthy and how to stay healthy, the whole mission is so that you can serve people around you, right? To give back, to leave a legacy, right? And so to talk about metabolism, right? I know it sounds so simple to start to boost your metabolism, but most people aren't doing the simple things. They're going to hormone clinics. They're getting testosterone put into their body. They're getting cortisol put into their body. They're trying to bring down estrogen with other pills, potions, and lotions. And so I will tell you that if your lifestyle isn't right, then you're literally just covering up the problem. You're covering up the problem. So when are we going to get sick and tired of covering the problem and start to look for the root cause of the problem, right? So whether that's you're not exercising enough, whether that's there's damage on your spine that goes to the thyroid gland and to the colon and to the kidneys, whether there's damage in your neck, which then is impacting your brainstem. If your brainstem is impacted by damage in your upper neck, that's going to affect melatonin production, dopamine, serotonin production. These are all happy hormones, right? And so if your hormones are being impacted by damage in your spine, no matter what type of pellets you put in your body or supplements you take or nutrition you eat, also what kind of exercise you do, no matter how much you do of all that, you're going to be hitting your head up against the wall because you've never actually looked for the cause of the problem. And a lot of times the cause of the problem lies within the spine because we've ignored it for years. We've ignored it for years. And so I think it's time to stop making excuses and to start changing the healing capacity of our bodies, because that's what our body wants and needs. It wants to heal. It desires to heal. And so once you kind of wrap your head around that, whoa, I'm different from the culture, that I'm going to be set aside, I'm going to be set apart. It's not going to be as shocking to you as it might be shocking to you now, that if you listen to the show and you're doing the things that we say, you're doing more than most people in our culture are with health. And I would argue more than anyone in our culture is doing with their health. And so I just want you to have confidence that your body is designed to heal, that no matter how old you are, how overweight you are, no matter how sick you are, no matter how unhappy you are, that your body can always turn around. It can always turn around. It can always heal. It can always get you where you need to go. But as long as we take out the interferences, if we don't take out the interference, we're missing the big picture. We're missing the big picture. So it's time to take out the interference. It's time to start listening to your body. And then over this next year, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like, it's time to change. It's time to change. Unless you change, then you're not going to see transformation. And what requires change is action. Action. You got to take action. If you don't take action, you're going to be the same place in a year from now. And that's what we don't want for you. And I would argue that's like one of the worst things, is stagnancy and being complacent, right? We want you to be content, but not complacent. And so it's time to step up and say, what's my new health going to look like next year? What's my stress levels going to look like? What's my nutrition levels going to look like? What's my spine going to look like? What's my spinal hygiene routine look like? How do we detox this next year, right? And so what is that goal for you and your family? What does that look like? And what are you willing to do for it?
You know, I have people in my family have tried every fad diet, every fad exercise and everything like that. But when we're talking about changing a lifestyle and making it our new permanent, our new normal, that's not a fad. Don't make it a fad. Don't make it something that's easy. Pick something that's hard. But don't go with the fad diets. Don't go with the fad exercises, because what happens is they just overwhelm you, and then you stop, and then you fall backwards. You take steps back. There are three things that hold us back. Three forms of what we call subluxations, which are thoughts, toxins, and traumas. So the traumas are physical, the thoughts are mental. And then the toxins are what we put in, on, and around our body, right? So if we're not addressing those, and I've talked to patients that are like, oh, actually, I've never been in a car accident. I mean, my mindset, I'm generally happy, like I'm good. And I was like, okay, so what are you putting on your body? What are you putting in your body? And they just list off a ton of garbage, and I was like, that's our problem, right? And I have the other end too. People are doing everything right. They're exercising. They're eating well. They're putting on clean products. They're cleaning their house with clean products. Like they're down to the T, but they're just not seeing change. And what happens is they've been in a bad accident when they're 16, like thrown around and flung from a car. And they're like, oh yeah, but I was 16. I'm 56 now. How's that affecting me? The body remembers, guys. The body remembers. Your body is amazing in the healing capacity that it has, but it only can do so much without being supported. So when we're talking about things like that, it matters, and that's why we ask about it. We don't talk about like the injuries, the hospitalizations. We don't talk about that stuff just because. We talk about it because it matters. It's important to how we're going to heal and how we're going to help you, right? And that's a mother of three talking about, oh, well, I had two vaginal births, but the third one was a C-section because X, Y, and Z went wrong. And I was like, your body remembers that. First off, that's a physical trauma. Second off, that's a mental trauma. When you're thinking about if your baby's going to survive, and this pregnancy is not like the other two, and what are they doing? And they're having me sign all this stuff, and I'm doing all this. That's traumatizing. That is mentally fatiguing. And if we haven't gotten over that, your body holds on to it. Your body grasps to it because it feels like you still need to be in a protective mode. So we see this stuff in our office all the time, and you can tell me you do everything right. You can tell me that you're living right, and nothing bad has ever happened to you mentally or physically. But there are things that we still need to address, and things that we still can address and can improve. Right, like that's the thing. We think the only time you need to see a chiropractor, the only time that we need to see changes when we're feeling bad. But I had a 77-year-old patient named James. He said, I learned the best time to come into this office is when you're feeling great, because you can feel that much better, right? You think you can feel that much worse, right? Like you have nerve pain, you have sciatic pain, you have headaches every once in a while. You think about the worst end of it. You think, oh, well, the sciatic pain could actually lead to just like complete numbness of my leg. These headaches, instead of being three times a week, they could be every day, right? We talk about that. We think about that. That's stuff that we go on in our minds. But if we thought about, okay, I have no headaches, I feel good, but guess what? I could feel great. The flip side of that, right? I have no sciatic pain. This low back pain is gone. I feel good, but how do I feel great? See, we want to limit ourselves on how great we can feel, because we can feel amazing, guys. It may be normal to be talking about back pain at 30 and thinking you're over the curve and thinking, oh, I just need to live with it. This knee pain. They say I'm 52. I'm too young for a knee replacement, but they say just give you a couple more years. But they don't give you an action plan, right? They don't tell you how you can protect yourself now and actually relieve some of that pain. So when we're talking about this stuff, we want to give you guys, we want to give you what we want to give our families. We treat every patient like we treat our family, because that's the level of respect that we have for you, and that's the level of respect that we have for the body, because we know the body's healing is from within. That's why our office is called Health From Within and not Health From the Outside In. You guys do the work. Right, your body. You get to the office. Your body does the work. We just remove the interference, which is causing the body the dis-ease. So this can show up in any aspect. So this is dis-ease, not disease. Right. So we're not identifying. We're not pointing to you like, oh, you have irritable bowel syndrome. We're not. That's not how we identify you. We identify you as Jennifer. We identify you as James. We identify, like, we call you by name, and we do that for a reason, because you are not what your symptoms are. You are not low back pain. You are not neck pain in our office. You are so much more, and we see that potential, and we're trying to reveal that to you.
Yeah, and you know, it takes the extra step is on you, though. That's the thing. We can give you all the great information, all the knowledge and hope, and get you all fired up with inspiration and motivation, but until you actually take the first step, you'll never know how amazing your health could be. You know, Dr. Tyler, myself, all of our team members in the office, we all have a story with chiropractic, and you know, it took a decision. It took a decision for us to, as individuals, find out how chiropractic could change our life. Maybe it just fell in our lap. Maybe chiropractic happened to us. Maybe we didn't have a choice because had tried everything else. But it took a decision. Now, the root word of decision is to literally decide, which means to cut off an old philosophy, to cut off an old identity in what I thought what health was. Me personally, I was on multiple medications for asthma, allergies, gut issues, you name it, right? And I thought that was my identity until a chiropractor said, no, it doesn't have to be an identity. And he actually used the word decide, that once you decide to actually get healthy, Nick, amazing things are going to happen to you. And of course, they did. Within 2 months, I got off multiple medications. My asthma and allergies were completely reversed. My skin issues, gut issues were completely gone. And it all started with him saying, it's time to decide. So I wonder how many of you are listening to the show now who haven't made a decision, but maybe you're willing to, maybe you want to. Normally, it's $150 for new patient appointments to come into our office, which includes a sit down with a doctor, going over your health history, your health goals, doing a nurse system scan, and a full set of x-rays. Normally, it's $150. If you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. It's only 60. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, we'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for an initiation appointment. I think it's $60 payment over the phone. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. This year is going to be awesome, guys. We are here to help you reach those goals. Stop holding back. Take the next step and see how amazing your body can be when it fully starts to heal the way it's intended to heal, from above down, inside out. We're here for you. We love you. Thanks so much for tuning in. And tune in next time. See you guys. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors at Health From Within, which is a health center here in St. Louis, seeing thousands of people get healthy and well, reducing their medications because they're just getting so healthy. The doctors say, you listen, your blood work looks good. Your analysis looks good. You're feeling great. Let's get you off these meds. People are losing weight left and right. We see people literally like shining when they come into our office for a period of time, literally losing weight, becoming the person they were designed to become. And you know what? They're so happy because they know they're reaching their God-given potential. Listen, that's what it's about, is getting people to understand that you got to be able to reach your God-given potential. And if you do the right things, if you do what you know to be true and what knows is best for you, then what's going to happen is this: then your body's going to heal the way it's designed to heal, and you're going to become the person that you're always wanted to become, right? Because it's just how it works. The closer to health you get, the better you're going to be overall. And so, you know, we talk about metabolism a lot in this time of year. Why? Because people are super stressed and super bothered by the fact that they can't lose the weight, or they're not happy, or they're on medications, they're not sleeping like they should, they have neck pain, they have headaches, they have back pain. There's a level of blame that occurs, whether you blame yourself or you blame others. And so what we want to make sure you understand that when we're speaking about how to get healthy and how to stay healthy, the whole mission is so that you can serve people around you, right? To give back, to leave a legacy, right? And so to talk about metabolism, right? I know it sounds so simple to start to boost your metabolism, but most people aren't doing the simple things. They're going to hormone clinics, they're getting testosterone put into their body, they're getting cortisol put into their body. They're trying to bring down estrogen with other pills, potions, and lotions. And so I will tell you that if your lifestyle isn't right, then you're literally just covering up the problem. You're covering up the problem. So when are we going to get sick and tired of covering the problem and start to look for the root cause of the problem, right? So whether that's you're not exercising enough, whether that's there's damage on your spine that goes to the thyroid gland, into the colon, into the kidneys, whether there's damage in your neck, which then is impacting your brainstem. If your brainstem is impacted by damage in your upper neck, that's going to affect melatonin production, dopamine, serotonin production. These are all happy hormones, right? And so if your hormones are being impacted by damage in your spine, no matter what type of pellets you put in your body or supplements you take or nutrition you eat, also what kind of exercise you do, no matter how much you do of all that, you're going to be hitting your head up against the wall because you've never actually look for the cause of the problem. And a lot of times the cause of the problem lies within the spine because we've ignored it for years. We've ignored it for years. And so I think it's time to stop making excuses and to start changing the healing capacity of our bodies, because that's what our body wants and needs. It wants to heal. It desires to heal. And so once you kind of wrap your head around that, whoa, I'm different from the culture, that I'm going to be set aside, I'm going to be set apart. It's not going to be as shocking to you as it might be shocking to you now, that if you're listening to the show and you're doing the things that we say, you're doing more than most people in our culture are with health. And I would argue more than anyone in our culture is doing with their health. And so I just want you to have confidence that your body is designed to heal, that no matter how old you are, how overweight you are, no matter how sick you are, no matter how unhappy you are, that your body can always turn around. It can always turn around. It can always heal. Can always get you where you need to go. But as long as we take out the interferences, if we don't take out the interference, we're missing the big picture. We're missing the big picture. So it's time to take out the interference. It's time to start listening to your body. And then over this next year, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like it's time to change. It's time to change. Unless you change, then you're not going to see transformation. And what requires change is action. Action. You got to take action. If you don't take action, you're going to be the same place in a year from now. And that's what we don't want for you. And I would argue that's like one of the worst things is stagnancy and being complacent, right? We want you to be content, but not complacent. And so it's time to step up and say, what's my new health going to look like next year? What's my stress levels going to look like? What's my nutrition levels going to look like? What's my spine going to look like? What's my spinal hygiene routine look like? How do we detox this next year, right? And so what is that goal for you and your family? What does that look like? And what are you willing to do for it?
You know, I have people in my family have tried every fad diet, every fad exercise and everything like that. But when we're talking about changing a lifestyle and making it our new permanent, our new normal, that's not a fad. Don't make it a fad. Don't make it something that's easy. Pick something that's hard. But don't go with the fad diets. Don't go with the fad exercises, because what happens is they just overwhelm you, and then you stop. And then you fall backwards. You take steps back. There are three things that hold us back. Three forms of what we call subluxations, which are thoughts, toxins, and traumas. So the traumas are physical, the thoughts are mental, and then the toxins are what we put in, on, and around our body. Right. So if we're not addressing those, and I've talked to patients that are like, oh, actually, I've never been in a car accident. My mindset, I'm generally happy. Like I'm good. And I was like, okay, so what are you putting on your body? What are you putting in your body? And they just, you list off a ton of garbage. And I was like, that's our problem. Right. And I have the other end too. People are doing everything right. They're exercising. They're eating well. They're putting on clean products. They're cleaning their house with clean products. Like they're down to the T, but they're just not seeing change. And what happens is they've been in a bad accident when they're 16, like thrown around and flung from a car. And they're like, oh yeah, but I was 16. I'm 56 now. How's that affecting me? The body remembers, guys. The body remembers. Your body is amazing in the healing capacity that it has, but it only can do so much without being supported. So when we're talking about things like that, it matters, and that's why we ask about it. We don't talk about like the injuries, the hospitalizations. We don't talk about that stuff just because. We talk about it because it matters. It's important to how we're going to heal and how we're going to help you, right? And that's the mother of three talking about, oh, well, I had two vaginal births, but the third one was a C-section because X, Y, and Z went wrong. And I was like, your body remembers that. First off, that's a physical trauma. Second off, that's a mental trauma. When you're thinking about if your baby's going to survive, and this pregnancy is not like the other two, and what are they doing, and they're having me sign all this stuff, and I'm doing all this, that's traumatizing. That is mentally fatiguing. And if we haven't gotten over that, your body holds on to it. Your body grasps to it because it feels like you still need to be in a protective mode. Mm-hmm. So we see this stuff in our office all the time, and you can tell me you do everything right. You can tell me that you're living right, and nothing bad has ever happened to you mentally or physically. But there are things that we still need to address, and things that we still can address and can improve. Right, like that's the thing. We think the only time you need to see a chiropractor, the only time that we need to see changes when we're feeling bad. But I had a 77-year-old patient named James. He said, I learned the best time to come into this office is when you're feeling great, because you can feel that much better, right? You think you can feel that much worse, right? Like you have nerve pain, you have sciatic pain, you have headaches every once in a while. You think about the worst end of it. You think, oh, well, the sciatic pain could actually lead to just like complete numbness of my leg. These headaches, instead of being three times a week, they could be every day, right? We talk about that. We think about that. That's stuff that we go on in our minds. But if we thought about, okay, I have no headaches, I feel good, but guess what? I could feel great. The flip side of that, right? I have no sciatic pain. This low back pain is gone. I feel good, but how do I feel great? See, we want to limit ourselves on how great we can feel, because we can feel amazing, guys. It may be normal to be talking about back pain at 30 and thinking you're over the curve and thinking, oh, I just need to live with it. This knee pain, they say I'm 52, I'm too young for a knee replacement, but they say just give you a couple more years. But they don't give you an action plan, right? They don't tell you how you can protect yourself now and actually relieve some of that pain. So we, when we're talking about this stuff, we want to give you guys, we want to give you what we want to give our families. We treat every patient like we treat our family, because that's the level of respect that we have for you, and that's the level of respect that we have for the body, because we know the body's healing is from within. That's why our office is called Health From Within and not Health From the Outside In. Mm. You guys do the work, right? Your body, you get to the office, your body does the work. We just remove the interference, which is causing the body the dis-ease. So this can show up in any aspect. So this is disease, not disease, right? So we're not identifying, we're not pointing to you like, oh, you have irritable bowel syndrome. That's not how we identify you. We identify you as Jennifer. We identify you as James. We call you by name, and we do that for a reason, because you are not what your symptoms are. You are not low back pain. You are not neck pain in our office. You are so much more, and we see that potential, and we're trying to reveal that to you.
Yeah, and you know what it takes the extra step is on you, though. That's the thing. We can give you all the great information, all the knowledge and hope, and get you all fired up with inspiration and motivation. But until you actually take the first step, you'll never know how amazing your health could be. You know, Dr. Tyler and myself, all of our team members in the office, we all have a story with chiropractic. And, you know, it took a decision. It took a decision for us to, as individuals, find out how chiropractic could change our life. Maybe it just fell on our lap. Maybe chiropractic happened to us. Maybe we didn't have a choice because had tried everything else. But it took a decision. Now, the root word of decision is to literally decide, which means to cut off an old philosophy, to cut off an old identity in what I thought what health was. Me personally, I was on multiple medications for asthma, allergies, gut issues, you name it, right? And I thought that was my identity until a chiropractor said, no, it doesn't have to be an identity. And he actually used the word decide, that once you decide to actually get healthy, Nick, amazing things are going to happen to you. And of course, they did. Within 2 months, I got off multiple medications. My asthma and allergies were completely reversed. My skin issues, gut issues were completely gone. It all started with him saying, it's time to decide. So I wonder how many of you are listening to the show now who haven't made a decision, but maybe you're willing to. Maybe you want to. Normally, it's $150 for new patient appointments that come into our office, which includes a sit down with a doctor, going over your health history, your health goals, doing a nurse system scan, and a full set of x-rays. Normally, it's $150. If you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. It's only 60. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, we'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for an initiation appointment. I think it's $60 payment over the phone. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. This year is going to be awesome, guys. We are here to help you reach those goals. Stop holding back. Take the next step and see how amazing your body can be when it fully starts to heal the way it's intended to heal, from above down, inside out. We're here for you. We love you. Thanks so much for tuning in, and tune in next time. See you guys. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.